The federal government is facing backbench unease over potential changes to the goods and services tax, with about 20 coalition MPs and senators opposed to an increase. The government is keeping the option on the table in discussions about potential tax system changes. Tasmanian Liberal MP Eric Hutchinson says a GST increase would not help his constituents, but the Trade Minister Andrew Robb has dismissed suggestions that there's unrest among coalition backbenchers. He calls it discussion. New research shows the federal government's planned changes to childcare will give Australia's economy a $3 billion boost by 2020. The government wants to introduce a single means-tested subsidy for parents. The modelling by not-for-profit childcare provider Good Start Early Learning shows almost 20,000 employees would return to work over the next 4 years. The Immigration Minister Peter Dutton says he won't send children back to Nauru if they'll be put in harm's way. The High Court yesterday rejected a challenge to Australia's detention regime on the Pacific Island, paving the way for the return of about 270 people, and that's including dozens of babies and children. Today, the President of the Human Rights Commission, Gillian Triggs, will release a report into the effects detention has on children. Clive Palmer has admitted he does not know if he authorised a large donation from Queensland Nickel to his Palmer United Party while he was briefly director of the company last year. Queensland Nickel is currently in voluntary administration and 237 workers from its Townsville refinery have been sacked. A man has been critically injured and his wife is in a stable condition after being stabbed outside their home in Melbourne. They were returning home to Maidstone in Melbourne's west when they were attacked after about 1 o'clock this morning.